BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. For the first time, coronavirus cases have been detected aboard a warship at sea. Three sailors were to be flown off the American aircraft carrier, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, in the Philippine Sea, after testing positive for the coronavirus. A US defence official told the BBC all staff who came in contact with the patients are now in quarantine. Howard Johnson reports.
The US defense official wouldn't disclose the number of people who'd been placed under quarantine, but did say that the warship, currently in the Philippine Sea, has around 5,000 people on board. The three sailors are due to be evacuated from the ship by helicopter to a Department of Defense hospital in the Pacific. The official confirmed that the facility isn't in the Philippines. Earlier this month, the warship docked in Da Nang in Vietnam, with the sailors allowed to go ashore. But it hasn't been confirmed that this is where they contracted the virus.
The US government says everyone who has moved out of New York City in the last few days should self-quarantine for the next 2 weeks. Metropolis is the worst-hit area in America, with two-thirds of all new confirmed cases. The state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, compared the growing pandemic to a bullet train, with New York about to be overwhelmed by cases. Dr. Ashley Ulker is an emergency medicine physician in Washington who's treating patients with the virus.
The hospitals do not have enough personal protective equipment or PPE. I spoke with emergency medicine physicians today in New York and in California, and we're all facing what looks like a critical lack of equipment for protection.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones has closed up more than 11%, its strongest daily gain in almost 90 years. It comes as the New York Stock Exchange confirmed a further two traders tested positive for the coronavirus. Our business correspondent Michelle Fleury reports.
Wall Street staged a sharp rebound after big declines on Monday as much of the country remained shut down due to the coronavirus. This isn't the first time stocks have risen sharply since the sell-off began in February, but it is the biggest. Investors are hopeful that Congress will pass a $2 trillion stimulus package to help businesses and households get through the pandemic. Shares in companies likely to get help from the government jump the most, including Chevron, American Express, and Boeing.
India has entered its first full day of a three-week lockdown. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, told his 1.3 billion fellow citizens the only way to save themselves from coronavirus was for no one to leave their home. His announcement on television prompted a rush to the shops before the lockdown kicked in. It's not clear how or even if people will now be allowed out to buy food and other essentials. India has recorded more than 500 cases of COVID-19. World News from the BBC.